Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Time for another edition of the Kona Edge. We're chatting some biking today, and we dig into some big numbers. We're chatting to the head design engineer from Diamond Bicycles. He raced on the Big Island in 2017, finishing second in his age group. We head back to Des Moines, Iowa today to catch up with Matt Kamensky to find out some of the things he's done on the bike in order to get faster and stronger. That's all coming up on the other side of the Coach's Corner. What would you say to having your own personal triathlon coach in your back pocket? Whether you're training for your first triathlon or Ironman distance triathlon, Coach Cara at TriFormations is an expert at working with busy athletes who are juggling different priorities in their life, including family, work, and travel. She is certified by the International Triathlon Union and USA Triathlon as a triathlon coach and holds professional qualifications as a personal trainer and pre- and postnatal fitness specialist. A coach takes the guesswork out of whether you are doing the right workout with the right intensity, volume, and duration at the right time. This means targeted training created with your unique physiology, challenges, and goals in mind that evolves as you do. All TriFormation services and training plans are delivered via virtual coaching arrangements, allowing you to choose whether you want to interact with your coach by online video conference, phone, or email, and your workouts are delivered straight to your tablet, smartphone, or even your GPS watch. Having a triathlon coach in your back pocket is the ticket to your success as an athlete, so why not put your best foot forward and go for it? To find out more about Cara and TriFormation, simply head over to triformations.com or simply click on thekonaedge.com/coaching. Well, it's time to chat some cycling. We head back to Des Moines, Iowa to catch up with Matt Kamensky. Matt, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today. Obviously, working at Diamond Bikes, that is your weapon of choice. It's as you said in our first chat, something special racing on the Big Island on a piece of machinery that you practically built with your own hands.
Yeah, I don't think that anyone else who's out there can say that. It was a really cool experience. If anything were to go wrong, I'm the only person I can blame is myself. So I kind of like that about it.
Talk me through the setup that you've got on that bike from a components perspective, wheels perspective. What's the setup look like?
So on race day, I had Shimano Durace 9000. I had a ceramic speed bottom bracket with an SRM power meter, and actually use Q rings. I'm not completely sold on whether or not those are really helpful, but I've just been using them and kind of used to them now. And then I actually raced on 808 NSWs with GP 4000s, 23s, and latex tubes. And then ice friction chain. And then for gearing, I had 5339 and 1125. And I think that was about the perfect cassette setup for that course.
Brilliant. As far as gear goes, I mean, what's been the biggest? I mean, there's obviously been lots of advances in bike gear, and that for you personally, what do you think's been the biggest sort of game changer in sort of bike technology? And would it be power? Would it be electronic shifters? What in your mind would it be?
I think I can't really imagine riding a bike without power. I think that just completely changes the training and everyday riding. And as an engineer, I like that's kind of how I keep myself entertained sometimes, is just looking at the power numbers while I'm riding. I think the electronic shifting is really nice, but I don't think it necessarily changes the way I ride too much. And then for Ironman racing, especially, the integrated storage on our marquee is been a huge change in the way just nutrition works. I can fit all my Ironman nutrition in the box on the beam. And it's really nice for training too, instead of stuffing your pockets with a bunch of gels and bars, it all fits right down in there, and you can open it up and find what you want rather than freeze up some room in your pockets.
How much can you actually get in that box?
So for the race, I fit 4 packs of gummies, and then a gel flask that had 4 gels in it. And that was pretty full. I probably could have fit another pack of gummies if I wanted to. But I think it's about 500 milliliters.
Okay. Brilliant. Yeah, I always joke, I need a basket on the front of my bike. I eat so much on the bike, but that's because I'm out there for so long. But you guys are the racing snakes. That's all you need, I guess. Matt, as far as training goes, how much do you do indoors? How much do you do outdoors?
I try to get outdoors as much as possible. So basically all my work was outdoors. I did, going into Kona, it started to get dark pretty early here the last couple of weeks. So probably 3 or 4 key sessions I did inside here. And it was kind of nice to get some heat training in too. And then I probably did 2 or 3 hard runs on the treadmill, if it was either really hot out or if I was really tired. And then once in a while, I'll run off the bike on the treadmill, just cause it's easier, especially during the fall on Saturdays, turn on some college football, watch the Buckeyes, finish on my workout.
As far as favorite bike workout, what do you absolutely love doing?
So probably my go-to, for long rides, I did this 2 or 3 times going into the Ironman, is an hour at Ironman pace, and then follow that right up with 10 minutes at threshold pace, and then do that 2 or 3 times throughout the course of the long ride. So I feel like the hour at Ironman pace should be pretty easy, but it just kind of tires you out a little bit, and it makes that that last 10 minutes hurt a little bit. That was a new workout for this year, and I really liked that one. Brilliant. So I think it'll stick around.
Brilliant. Well, Matt, thank you so much for your time on this edition of the Kona Edge. I look forward to talking about your run next time out. Thanks for your time. This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. Before we wrap things up today, don't forget your chance to win with us here at the Kona Edge. We have got, or I'm going to be paying for someone to race an Ironman. All you have to do, if you'd like to enter, is head over to thekonaedge.com/win. Time is running out to get into that draw. And all you need to do is leave us a review and a rating on iTunes. The more of those we get, the better it is for us. It helps us grow, but it also gets you into the draw to win that prize. So head over to thekonaedge.com/win to find out all the details. Alternatively, what you can do is simply text the word Ironman to 44222.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial free feed of the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.